Your approach to the town will be from the south, last town Chinkapook, or the east, last town Piangle. At that corner is the P12 cottage. You'll be entering the town from the Mallee Crossroads, the Oyen Piangle or Robinvale Sea Lake Roads. The main street businesses are before you. Stop off for a cuppa or a cool drink at the cafe or hotel, and pick up a brochure for the Heritage Walk. The Heritage Walk signs, which you can read yourself, tell you about the butcher, the bakery, the many churches, the Masonic Lodge, and the hospital. Come with me on a little tour of Menangatang. Wattle Street, the main business district of Menangatang, was very, very busy during the 1940s, 50s and 60s. And would you believe that Menangatang had its own coffee palace, which fell victim to fire in the early 1940s, just a little way up from the present hotel, where it could be reached easily by the travellers alighting from the trains at the station opposite. The railway reached Menangatang early in 1914, and the station building was constructed in 1916. Unfortunately, it burnt down in 1922, and a smaller station building was constructed. The station yard was a busy place when a train came in, as residents came to collect passengers, perishable and grocery items, household goods, machinery, empty egg boxes to be filled again, and of course, at harvest time, massive piles of bagged wheat were stored in the rail yard, ready to be sent off to the millers and for export. The first concrete silo was built in 1942, and the others added over the years. If you travel to the north end of town, you'll spot the GrainCorp grain receival site, where the grain from the modern harvest is tested, stored and graded, before being transported out to ports at Geelong and Melbourne. The bumper 2010-2011 season is said to have produced in excess of 240,000 tonnes. You probably noticed the present hotel on the corner of Wattle and Rainbow Street. The original hotel of the old style with shady veranda all round was replaced by the current one after a fire burnt it down in early 1961. Actually, many of the original buildings in Menangatang met their end by fire. It was thought that the use of kerosene refrigerators was the cause, and also the fact that Menangatang didn't have an efficient firefighting unit until the 1950s. The travellers' rest area is opposite the hotel. Here, there is power for caravans and showers. Take time to look at the map of the district attractions. Not far away is a park with a barbecue and play equipment for the young, with the youth area alongside. Further down, take a wander around the Mallee Garden with its Mallee Stump circular wall, a reminder of the toil of the early pioneers. The streets parallel to Wattle Street are aptly named Pioneer and Church. In Pioneer Street can be seen the Bowling Green, the Catholic and Anglican churches, and the hospital. The hospital started off as a tent hospital, though not on this site, then a cottage hospital, and later on a modern hospital replaced all. The folk of Menangatang loved their hospital, and not surprisingly, as much of the money was raised locally through many events such as gymkhanas, shows, concerts, and growing crops, it still remains a vital part of community life. The weatherboard churches were typical of the in-between-the-wall style and gave an indication of the larger population of that era. Note the Canary Island date palms in front of the Anglican church. These two were typical of the era and were also planted on either side of the Catholic church entrance. On the west side of the Bowling Green on the Mallee Highway is a commemorative stone for the original Menangatang State School, 1915. The school area occupied a large area, and the tall sugar gums still present indicate the boundaries of the schoolyard. Teachers occupied some of the houses around the corner in Pioneer Street. Church Street is mainly residential, with the Uniting Church, formerly Presbyterian, at its northern end. The Methodist Church was once on the empty block as you enter from the Mallee Highway. The once Masonic Lodge opposite the Uniting Church was brought to Menangatang from Nine Mile near Sea Lake in the 1950s. A little corner of the town that is worth a visit is the swimming pool area south of the Mallee Highway. The pool is nicely maintained and solar heated. Around the corner from the pool is the once convent building, where the Sisters of Mercy lived, who taught at the Catholic school behind. The Catholic school commenced in 1963 and closed in 1982. The building now is a community centre, which houses the preschool, playgroup, family daycare, the senior citizens, and the Seniors Day Activity Centre. Travelling east across the rail crossing is Sports Street, also aptly named. Here can be found the Recreation Reserve with the football overlays, and the famed Monangatang races are held on the second Saturday in October. On that day, thousands of visitors can be seen in this area, having a good day out with friends, and enjoying the thrill of placing a bet on a favourite horse. Now, Monangatang has merged with Toolibuck on the football field, but the tradition of belonging to a football team remains strong in Monangatang, and it's an important social and cultural hub for the young people of the town. The Sinpave tennis and netball courts are centralised at the Recreation Reserve. Once each church had its own courts alongside, the publics had theirs at the station, and there were others in the smaller district towns such as Chinkapook and Chillingolla. Visitors are welcome to play a round of golf on the 18-hole Sandscape course, which is situated around the racetrack and recreation reserve, and or to have a hit of tennis on the courts near the big shed. Monangatang is famous for the Monang Thirds football team. Lou Riches of AFL fame coined this phrase. Achilles Jones, who could kick a wheat bag over the silos, from Alan Hopgood's play and the Big Men Fly. The phrase, they're racing at Monangatang, and now Luke Nolan, the jockey of Black Caviar. Numerous successful trotters and gallopers. Monangatang celebrated its centenary in 2011. Read about Monangatang in the book by Adam McNichol, published in 2011, which can be purchased in Monangatang and at the Swan Hill and Mildura Information Centres.